Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
He is the host of Other Side of Midnight. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Lisa, how are you? It's great to be on your show. I'm a big fan of yours, your show, and WGN, and I'm thrilled to be a part of the family, and thanks for inviting me on.
Everybody told me you got a dry sense of humor. And last night, you got your first caller from WGN in Chicago. And Colin, do we have this audio?
Oh, boy.
Oh, darn
it. You're roasting me in our first conversation.
No, this was so funny because I'm like, oh, please be a good caller. Be a good caller. Welcome Frank properly, right? And then she starts comparing you to like Frank or like Jack Parr and stuff. I don't even know. And Frank goes, tell him what you said.
You know, honestly, I was just trying not to be inhospitable, but let everybody else listening know that I was sort of in on the joke. I mean, we covered a wide variety of topics in that woman, I believe her name was Diane, in about 60 seconds. She went from Jack Parr to communists within the span of 60 seconds, but at least she said she liked the show, so hopefully there's a few others that do.
And he goes, I'm glad I'm catching up with all the current events of the 1950s and 60s, which I was like, there's that dry sense of humor. That's hilarious. It left me laughing, which I absolutely loved. Oh, my gosh.
The way I look at it, Lisa, is if people enjoy the show, hopefully they'll enjoy it. They'll maybe get a laugh or two. They'll learn something. And if they don't, if they have trouble sleeping, I can help put them to sleep. Either way, they should keep the radio on. It's win-win.
I love because you're like every other radio person, and when you leave on Friday and you mention this on the show, you're thinking about, okay, what are we going to do on Monday? And you're talking to your producers and you're making a plan. And like you, I was like, get a lawyer on. We got to talk about Alec Baldwin getting off on that charge. And then all hell breaks loose over the weekend, and you're like, okay, that seems like 2 years ago.
Exactly. It's like Alec who at this point. But, you know, it's funny. Generally, the kind of show that I prefer to do is pretty lighthearted. And it's not to say that, you know, there's not some substance to it. But I would love to spend a half hour talking to people about what their favorite type of pen to write with is. But obviously, when it's not every day that there's an attempted presidential assassination. So that ended up dominating most of the conversation this morning. So I think this morning's show, while I thought it was really informative and interesting, I don't think it's typical of the kind of show that a lot of WGN listeners can look forward to hearing during the overnight hour. But that's the kind of thing with overnight radio. As you know, even in the afternoons, you kind of go with the flow, and you kind of go with where events take you.
I can't tell you what a lifeline overnight radio was for me, because for the majority of my career, I did morning radio. And when you're in the car at 3 a.m. and all you want to do is listen to somebody live on the radio, it used to be hard to find. Now, I always found it on WGN, and I think, you know, you don't realize how many people are on their way to work at that time or are working, and then you do have those insomniacs who just can't sleep.
You know, you're so right. I'm a big fan of overnight radio, aside from the fact that I'm on it, in that people invite me or any overnight personality to share the most intimate moments of their lives, when they're in the car driving home, when they're having difficulty sleeping because of a personal turmoil that they might be dealing with, when they're up in the middle of the night because of an overactive prostate and using the restroom, when they're home alone under the covers. These are moments they'd never share generally with any other human being, and they invite me to share them with them. So I think it creates a level of intimacy in this day part that is that's really unlike any other. And, you know, overnight radio has certainly been a similar lifeline to me, because if I didn't have this, I'd be homeless, and I can't imagine that would go over well with my wife and 2-year-old.
Frank Morano, and you will hear him. So this morning he was on from midnight to 4. That's the schedule on Monday mornings. And then Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 3 a.m. And it really is kind of about being a companion. And you must be some kind of rock fan, or your producer is, because I swear this morning you started your show with, did you open with Metallica?
Enter Sandman, yes. Just about every hour we open with Enter Sandman, yeah.
I love that. I love that. Go ahead.
Sorry. No. Sorry. I was just going to say, and you know, we're on a mission this week to find every transplanted New Yorker that's in the Chicago area. So tonight, my guest is going to be former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, who, of course, was a New Yorker. And he's going to break down some of the security failures and some of the questions you've been asking today alone about what went on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Cigars and martinis, those are your things?
You know, probably indulging in both a bit more than I should. And, you know, as you get older, some of your tastes change. You mature a little bit. And actually, I have been migrating more towards brown liquor and, you know, just a neat scotch from time to time. But when it's super hot out, like it has been of late, I will go with the old reliable martini. But I'm very rarely drunk during the show. I will say that just in my defense.
Hey, once in a while's not so bad, right?
Well, Fridays are Fridays for a reason, right? At least, I mean, you know.
That's awesome. And I love that you're having somebody from Chicago on tonight. It gives me a reason to get up and listen.
No doubt about it. And I think, honestly, and, you know, I don't want to sound patronizing, but the kind of radio that you're doing, both your show, where you go from discussing assassinations to Dr. Ruth within the span of 40 minutes, and the kind of thing WGN is doing, where there's a camaraderie and a collegiality among the air talent, and where it's not about banging some sort of ideological drum, just about having the kind of interesting conversations that people might have around their kitchen table. That's exactly what I think is missing in radio at large nationally these days, and it's what I've tried to do overnight. So I really feel like I found a home in WGN. It's a station that I've been listening to for many years. And over the last couple of years, not only with your show and John Williams, I think you've seen an incredible need for more stations like WGN. And I really think this is kind of the model for how, when everyone is writing off radio, saying it's no longer relevant, technology hasn't kept up, WGN is the model for how a local radio station really can be a part of the community and really integral to showing radio's relevance. And that's what I'm eager to be a part of as well.
Well, Roy just sent in a text. He said he's been listening to the station for decades, and he gets up at 2:30 every morning because he runs his own business. He did hear you this morning. He described the show as absolutely beautiful. He said, what a refreshing new show on WGN. I'll be listening to him every morning at 2:30 a.m. That's when he wakes up.
We will give Roy a shout out tomorrow morning or tonight, however people, I still haven't figured that aspect of it, how to refer to it. That's really nice. It is a little different from what people have typically heard, not only in Chicago and overnight radio, but just in general. So if they don't like the show right away, the best advice I can give people is just to keep listening anyway, and you'll get used to it. You'll at least grow to tolerate.
We will be listening. What a joy to meet you, even though it's over the phone. Welcome to WGN.
Lisa, thank you. I couldn't think of a better show to be on as my first guest appearance, and I'm not sure how much of a night owl you are these days, but you have an open invitation to come on with me any day you like.
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Frank Morano, you will hear him tonight into tomorrow morning starting at 1 a.m.